let's check some local sports from last night. First in high school wrestling, a double duel held at Mount Air saw Southwest Valley beat Mount Air 52-21. Van Meter topping Southwest Valley 62-18. Van Meter also a winner over Mount Air 56-18. Four-team meet held at Bedford last night saw Bedford Lennox beat East Mills 46-21. Bedford Lennox beating Clarinda Academy 66-6. Bedford Lennox also a win over East Union 42-36. It was East Union over East Mills 42-18. East Union beating Clarinda Academy 44-6, and East Mills over Clarinda Academy 31-30 in last night's meet. Also in high school boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert topping Shenandoah 62-40, Creston edging Clarinda 54-53, Glenwood defeats Red Oak 83-63, Lewis Central a winner over Denison 65-56. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia beating Griswold 68-41. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Boyer Valley 60-51. Also in the Corner Conference first round tournament play, it was Stanton over Heartland Christian 82-35. East Mills edging Essex 44-42. Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 70-40. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Bedford 53-45. There were a number of postponements last night. Also in girls high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah beating St. Albert 65-42, Creston over Clarinda 59-32, Red Oak beat Glenwood 57-33, Lewis Central a winner over Denison 54-29. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 60-37, Rolling Valley Conference play saw Boyer Valley beat Arweva 60-27. Also in the Corner Conference tournament, first round of the girls tournament, it was Fremont Mills beating East Mills 48-42. It was Essex beating South Page by a final of 58-30 last night. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Bedford 56-18. Well, fifth-ranked Kentucky and number 6 Baylor were among Tuesday's winners in men's top 25 basketball action. De'Aaron Fox dropped in 21 points, and the Wildcats improved to 16-2 overall. They're 6-0 in the SEC as they outlast Mississippi State 88-81 in Starkville. Malik Monk added 14 points for Kentucky, including a pair of big baskets down the stretch after the Bulldogs cut a 17-point deficit down to 4. Jonathan Motley set career highs with 32 points and 20 rebounds as the Bears knocked off visiting Texas 74-64. Baylor trailed until Nooney Omot scored 7 of his 14 points in a 16-4 spurt that gave the Bears a 7-point halftime lead. Baylor's 17-1 record includes a 5-1 mark in Big 12 conference play. Bronson Koenig scored 16 points, and number 17 Wisconsin rallied from an 8-point second-half deficit, and they beat Michigan 68-64. Nigel Hayes and Vito Brown each scored 13 points for the Badgers. Isaac Haas and Caleb Swanigan were the stars as number 21 Purdue hammered Illinois 91-68. Haas contributed 24 points and 6 rebounds, while Swanigan added 22 points and 10 boards, and the Boilermakers easily improved to 15-4. Also in top 25 college basketball news, Creighton point guard and national assist leader Maurice Watson Jr. will miss the rest of the season because of a major knee injury. Watson tweeted on Tuesday that an MRI revealed a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. Coach Greg McDermott tweeted he was devastated for Watson. Watson was injured in the 7th-ranked Blue Jays' 72-67 win at Xavier. He banged his knee in a collision midway through the first half, hobbled off the court, and put ice on the knee. He returned a few minutes later. Watson went out for good after driving for a layup, getting fouled, and landing hard. He immediately grabbed his knee and stayed on his back until the medical staff arrived. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson feels his team gained a much-needed shot of confidence heading into tonight's Missouri Valley Conference game at home against Loyola. The Panthers snapped a 7-game losing skid and claimed their first league victory with a 79-60 win over Drake on Sunday.
At some point after you go, for us, it ended up being 3 or 4 weeks where we continued to practice hard, we continued to practice well, and they continued to take from the film and from the scouting report the things that we thought were important so that we could play well. And at some point, that's got to pay off for you.
Jacobson says the Panthers played with a lot more energy against Drake.
And I think a direct result of the way they practiced, but there's no question that this at least puts a little bounce in their step. Now, hopefully, we can take another step forward.
The Panthers are 1-5 in the Valley. They lost their first game against the Ramblers, 77-66 in Chicago 2 weeks ago.
Their ability having a number of different guys on the floor, and most of the time it's four players on the court that can handle the basketball, put pressure on your defense, and as soon as you help, they're good passers, so their timing is really good. And then they all four of those guys can make shots.
Jacobson says the Panthers got beat on both ends of the court in that first meeting. Drake is home tonight against Southern Illinois. The Bulldogs were out-rebounded 43-31 and committed 16 turnovers in an 83-69 loss to the Salukis on New Year's Day.
The thing that really separated it was on the boards and, quite frankly, the hustle board as well. So 15 offensive rebounds for the game for them compared to our 10. Obviously, we're going to need to do a better job on the boards, and we'll need to secure the basketball better and just win more offensive possessions.
That's Drake coach Jeff Rutter, who says the Bulldogs need to do a better job against Southern's ball pressure defense. Drake has won four straight home games, and during that span, they've averaged better than 94 points per game.
You know, we try to give them a fair amount of freedom with just the right amount of structure, but you can tell. Whether their number's called on a set play or whether it's part of just some free-flowing offense in transition or, just within the half court. They're hunting their shot, and they have the ability to pass, dribble, shoot, and it's great to see them do it.
Southern Illinois currently third in the Valley race. They have a mark of 4-2 entering tonight's contest. In football news, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee has been altered with former Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer, Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, and Robert Morris University President Chris Howard joining the staff. They'll begin three-year terms next season as the replacements for Wisconsin AD Barry Alvarez, former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and ex-Michigan coach Lloyd Carr. At least three Oregon football players have reportedly been hospitalized following a series of intense workouts. The Oregonian reported late Monday that the players remain hospitalized after being taken there late last week. The school didn't immediately identify the players who were hospitalized. It says in a statement to the newspaper it'll continue to monitor and support the players as they recover. The university says it has implemented modifications as they transition back into full training to prevent further occurrences. In NFL news, the San Francisco 49ers list of potential head coaches is down to just Atlanta offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Seattle offensive line coach Tom Cable has withdrawn from consideration one day after New England offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels pulled out of the running. Cable's agent says his client is committed to the Seahawks. The Niners can't hire Shanahan until the Falcons' season ends. Atlanta takes on the visiting Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. The Falcons averaged a league-leading 33.8 points a game this season. Meanwhile, the Niners are also still searching for a general manager. Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones says he alone will decide the future of quarterback Tony Romo. Romo started for Dallas for 10 years before losing his job to rookie Dak Prescott after a preseason back injury. Jones said on his radio show Tuesday he believes Romo can win a Super Bowl, but didn't say where that might be. The Cowboys are most likely to trade or release the franchise leader in passing yards and touchdowns. Dallas could save about $5 million under the cap with that release. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin regrets the language he used to describe the New England Patriots in the locker room Sunday after beating Kansas City, but he's equally upset with wide receiver Antonio Brown for live streaming Tomlin's post-game speech on social media. Tomlin called Brown's decision to stream more than 15 minutes of Pittsburgh's locker room after a playoff victory over Kansas City foolish and selfish. The coach added the all-pro wide receiver will be punished swiftly, but added Brown will be available for Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Patriots. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.